Rolling Stones founder Brian Jones drowns at age 27 in Sussex, England, a few weeks after leaving the Stones. Up to 400,000 attend as the band pays tribute to him with a free concert in Hyde Park, where they introduce Mick Taylor.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion.
I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good, and I'm glad you're following along in July of 69.
Oh,
In July 69, Russia's Luna 15 makes 52 orbits around the moon before it attempts to land later in the same day that Armstrong and Aldrin have walked on the moon, but the unmanned spacecraft crashes instead. Meantime, while Luna 15 is crashing, Vic Venus is cashing in on the lunar news with a novelty record.
This is your reporter, Vic Venus, and we've just made contact with the Achilles 13 moon flight. Let's listen in as Commander Rara puts his crew through their daily exercises.
Put your hands on your hands.
Simple Simon says.
Bring them down by your side.
Simple Simon says.
How do you feel after that workout, Commander?
Weaker.
How about the astronaut on the ceiling? What's your name?
Quick, Joey Small.
And where are you from, Joey?
The jelly jungle of orange marmalade.
May I ask why you volunteered for this important and dangerous mission?
Because I'm a fool, boy.
What are you doing with that mysterious green instrument?
Now listen while I play.
My green tambourine.
I've been told you're quite a vocalist. Take the mic and sing something for us. Thank you. Now, give me back the mic. Let's talk to the astronaut who just finished eating. How's the food?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
What's your favorite space meal? I see you have some pills in front of you. What are they for? How can you swallow such a large pill?
Chew it, 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 baby.
Can you tell us why you volunteered for this mission?
Sheriff got a shotgun.
He do.
He beg you for the lead, son.
There must be another reason.
He also got a blackjack.
He's mad.
He bust your head with one whack.
Commander Rara, we'd like to ask you some questions now.
Goody, goody, gumdrops. My heart is doing flip-flops.
First of all, I see you've written a letter. How do you expect to mail it?
Special delivery.
What's your attitude towards space after spending so much time in it?
This is my country.
Commander, what keeps your ship from burning up when you travel at such great speeds?
Yes, it is the rain that falls on me.
If you're confronted by any creatures as you explore the moon's surface, what will you tell them?
Welcome to love.
I see your ship is coming to a stop. Why is that? What happens if you can't get started again?
It's the worst that could happen.
Commander, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Is there any closing comment you'd like to make?
Have mercy, mercy, have mercy on me. Have mercy, mercy, mercy on me.
Artie's Time Warp. We love the same music you do.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
More sports. Joe Namath agrees to sell his interest in a nightclub so that he may remain in the NFL. And John Fairfax lands in Hollywood Beach, Florida, becoming the first person to row across an ocean solo after 180 days in a 25-foot rowboat.
Artie's Time Warp, the tasty snack.
Crunch all you want. We'll make more.
The applause is for Ray Stevens as we're reviewing July of 69.
I plopped down in my easy chair and I turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger named Salty Sam, I was a chasing poor Sweet Sue. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he grabbed me, help!
He tied her up.
Help!
He turned on the bus.
He turned on the bus. Help, help, help. Help.
And then along came John.
Talking Jones.
Along came rumbling Lanky Jones. Commercial came on, so I got up to fix myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was having fits. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he grabbed her. Help.
He tied her up.
He's tied.
Diffused to the dynamite.
He lacked the fuse to the dynamite. Help! Help! Help!
And then along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came lonely Lanky Jones. I got so bugged I turned it off and turned on another show. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Salty Sam was a-trying to stuff Sweet Sue in a burlap sack. He said,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll throw you on the railroad tracks.
And then he grabbed her.
Help, he's grabbing me again.
He tied her up.
He'll go again, tie me up.
He's throwing me on the railroad tracks.
He's throwing me on the railroad tracks.
A train started coming. And then along came Jones, Talking Jones, Slow Walking Jones,
Slow Talking Jones.
Along came lonely Lanky Jones, along came lonely Lanky Jones, along came lonely Lanky Jones.
Time to hear from a gentleman from Saginaw, Michigan. He was born Steveland Morris, but we all know him better as Stevie Wonder.
Artie's Time Warp.
My Chevy, oh my.
More new LPs from The Doors, Yes, and The Byrds, along with Miles Davis and Moby Grape. More new vinyl from Steppenwolf and Johnny Cash, plus Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, and Barbara Streisand.
Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy.
Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives.
When I noticed her the first time, I was outside running barefoot in the rain. She lived in the house next door. Her nose was pressed against the window pane. She smiled and showed a place where two teeth used to be. And I heard her ask her mom if she could come outside and play with me. But soon the days of sand and shovels gave way to the mysteries of life. And I noticed she was changing, and I looked at her through different eyes. We became as one and knew a love without beginning or an end. And every day I lived with her was like a new day dawning once again. And I've loved her since every dawn was Shirley Temple. Soda pop was still a nickel. Jam was on her fingertips. Milk was circled on her lips. After many years, our love fell silent, and at night I heard her cry. And when she left me in the fall, I knew that that it would be our last goodbye. I was man enough to give her everything she needed for a while. But searching for a perfect love, I found that I could not give her a child. Now she lives a quiet life and is a mother of a little girl. And every time I pass her house, my thoughts go back into another world. Because I see a little girl, her nose is pressed against the window. She thinks I'm a lonely man who wants to come inside out of the rain. And I've loved her since every dawn was Shirley Temple. Soda pop, steel a nickel, jam was on her fingertips, milk was served on her.
We're having a tremendous time in July of 1969, and the fun continues on Short Order.
All the hits. Artie's Time Warp.